A ship carrying African migrants toward Italy caught fire and capsized off the Sicilian island of Lampedusa on Thursday, killing over 80 people and leaving more than 200 others missing. Pope Francis, who visited the island last July, asked people to pray for the victims. It was one of the deadliest accidents in recent times during the notoriously perilous crossing from Africa for migrants seeking a new life in the European Union. The International Communications Coordinator at Jesuit Refugee Service, James Stapleton, told Charles Collins more must be done to protect migrants crossing the Mediterranean.
I think before we get into that, I think what we'd like to say is that we'd like to express our deep sadness for what's happened. Another group of human beings trying to seek safety in Italy and Europe have found that Europe hasn't been willing to do what it needs to do to make sure they get over here alive. Why has it happened? Lately, we've been receiving people from Syria. Today, it was Eritrea, and I also hear from Somalia. Anyone who, you know, casually looks at the international press will know what happens in Eritrea and what happens in Somalia, the risks that people run when they're in those countries. And I think it's shameful that European governments haven't done more, haven't followed the very courageous call by Pope Francis, which said no more deaths in the Mediterranean Sea. More needs to be done. What we need is that European governments, and in particular the Italian government in this case, help establish a humanitarian channel that the boats traveling over the Mediterranean Sea get to the other side. You know, it is the responsibility of European governments to allow people who are seeking asylum protection in the country and in all European governments to come in. We evaluate the cases, and then if they have asylum cases, to be allowed to remain here.
What practical steps do you say establish a humanitarian corridor? What practically does the Italian government and other EU governments, especially those on the Med, need to do?
We have a European border agency called Frontex. We have court decisions that says that Frontex has a responsibility to that if people seek asylum with them, that they ensure that they can make an asylum application in a European territory. Frontex, we want Frontex to be beefed up, but we want it to be beefed up with an asylum mandate. We can't just say that one part of our state agencies have a responsibility to allow people to apply for asylum and others don't. So when we want Frontex, who are already patrolling European seas, to make sure that the boats that are coming over get to the other side, and when they're in distress, to save them. We need more boats in the sea to make sure that people are able to get over and not pushbacks that we had in the past under former Italian governments.
Is it just patrolling that needs to happen, or is there something that has to happen information-wise to help people not be in a situation like this?
Well, I think that the people who are traveling over are well aware of the risks that they're taking. They're in contact with family and friends on the other side. They have informal networks. I think the reason why people continue to take these risks is because Europe has increasingly made it more difficult. If we think of 30 years ago, the people that were arriving on the European continent were arriving visa-free. And we had far larger numbers of asylum applications. So think back into 1992, we had twice as many asylum applications in Europe as we do today. What we're doing is we're forcing people to take increasingly dangerous routes. And what we need to do is to intervene and put human lives first. I know it's not very popular at the moment. There's an economic crisis. That people are fearful. But what we're saying is human life has to come first. Because unless we make the conditions in Europe worse than the conditions where people are coming from, people are not going to stop coming. And it's as simple as that.